And we'll start this hour with the destructive power of Mother Nature. Floodwaters receding in some areas around Baton Rouge, Louisiana today. At least 11 people have died and at least 40,000 homes have been damaged. And with relief efforts underway, the Red Cross is calling the flood the worst natural disaster to strike the United States since Hurricane Sandy.
Meanwhile, in the San Bernardino area of Southern California, the Blue Cut Fire flamed furiously overnight, stretching across 30,000 acres in just hours. It's destroyed homes, forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate, and it continues to spread, fanned by wind and temperatures peaking over 100 degrees. Here's San Bernardino County Fire Chief Mark Hartwig at a press conference today.
A lot of homes lost. There'll be a lot of families that come home to nothing. If there's a bright side, a silver lining, there are some homes that were saved.
NPR's Kurt Sigler is out at NPR West in Culver City. And Kirk, what made this fire so bad so fast?
Well, the number one thing you can point to that everybody's pointing to is the historic drought here in California and the climactic conditions out here. You're hearing from the fire chief there and others out on the ground saying this is unprecedented growth. They've never seen a fire spread this erratically and this quickly. And it has to do with, in part, the drought and the fact that some of these fuels, this brushland, the measurements being taken by fire managers who, as they try to map the severity and where the fire will go next, the measurements of the fuel moisture content, a kind of scientific term there, are so low, historically low. In some cases, the land is even being described as the brush is just dead. So you can imagine this is just some remarkable kindling for a wildfire like this to grow and spread. And it's, also in an already dry area. It's the typical dry season in California to begin with. It's burning into the high desert. So this is going to be a very active situation for some time. And, firefighters are never going to be able to just put something like this out, a wildfire going this fast, without the help of Mother Nature in some sense. So we're going to be tracking this, and a wildfire like this is going to be very active throughout the day and the days ahead.
Chilling words. Now, we know it caused two main roads, Highways 15 and 138, to be closed. Are people able to evacuate, to get out safely? Are there enough shelters?
Well, that's the big question. Interstate 15, as you mentioned, is one of the primary east-west routes here in Southern California, linking Los Angeles with Las Vegas. When that shuts down, you can just imagine the logistical challenges this poses for people trying to get out of that area and for fire crews and other equipment trying to get in. There are a number of shelters being set up. There's also some that have been set up already, I should say, and many people are using them. There are also shelters for pets and large animals. There's a lot of people own horses in this area and other livestock. And just the sheer number of people being evacuated. We've had some very, very large fires and very destructive fires, and we've been covering that, throughout the West recently. But at least in my memory, I haven't seen, at least in recent history, the scope of an evacuation of a wildfire like this just this big. There are so many people in the area and so many people at risk, and I think it speaks to sort of the severity of the situation.
Right. Look, having lived in Southern California for many years, there's no way I'm going to assign blame here, but many people are asking, we know this is wildfire season, we know there's an historic drought. How do fires keep starting? In Northern California, a man has been arrested and charged with arson in the fires there, but is it, carelessly thrown cigarettes? I mean, how does it happen?
Right. And we want to stress that in this fire that we're speaking of in San Bernardino, the cause is still under investigation.
Right.
But we can infer that most of these blazes are human caused. In fact, the majority of wildfires in the West that ignite every summer and the very few that get out of hand are typically human caused. We didn't have any lightning in this area that would start something like this. But it is so dry that, of course, it can be careless human behavior like a cigarette butt, but it can wildfires like these also start after sparks on a highway. And I want to stress that I'm not saying that that's what this wildfire, we don't know the cause for this yet, but any number of things, a downed power line, just given just how dry things are out on the land right now. You couple that with the fact that there are a lot of people living and working in these areas, and most of these fires are human-caused. And as you mentioned, up in Northern California earlier this week, a suspected arsonist was arrested, possibly in connection with the Clayton Fire, which is just one of several very large and fast-moving wildfires that are creating a lot of destruction in California. So yes, it is certainly wildfire season, and the public is aware of this, but you know, you just have a lot of situations going on in a very active situation where there are certainly going to be human-caused fires like this.
A reflection off a crystal. NPR reporter Kirk Sigler in Culver City, thank you so much.
Glad to do it, Robin.